This week brings the third anniversary of the destruction of the World Trade Center and other attacks of 9/11. When the terrorists struck in 2001, writer David Lipsky was 50 miles north of Manhattan at the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York. He recalls how cadets there absorbed the incident.
If Reed Huck Finn noticed the last word in West Point's motto, duty, honor, country, he didn't give it much thought. Huck had about the same relation to the West Point code that picnickers enjoy with a swarm of bees. Huck was there for one thing, to play football. There are kids cadets fear will be too small for the uniform. The Huck worry was all about him being too big. Size 15 shoes, beefy emotions. When Huck took notes at his desk, he looked like an elephant writing with its trunk. When Navy crunched Army, he stood by the Gatorade tub, plopping out big Southern tears as ESPN zoomed in for the close-up. Huck's roommate was named Josh Rizzo. Basically, Huck pushed through a Brooklyn mirror. One day, the cadets knew they'd have to pick their branches. You're supposed to want the infantry. The insignia is two crossed rifles, but because it's risky duty, people call them idiot sticks. Huck told Rizzo, "If I ever end up with idiot sticks, I will cut my own damn trigger finger off." A few weeks into senior year, Huck was headed for class when a cadet buzzed by on a cell phone. A plane hit the trade towers. Huck thought, what a stupid friggin' joke. Another cadet, another phone, and Huck began to thump down the hall. He caught glimpses of TV through every door. When professors tried to conduct the morning's exercise, they might as well have been speaking in Aramaic. The teenagers knew they were seeing their futures on screen, and professors began releasing their classes. "This," they said, "is going to affect your lives more directly than any lesson I have to teach." Huck got on the phone with Rizzo's mom. Neighbors were missing, but the Brooklyn family was okay. And that was the second time he cried at West Point. When a cadet dies, the post turns out for what's called a TAPS vigil. Two nights after the attacks, Huck and the rest of the Corps left their rooms to honor the missing and dead. They glided into silent rows along the field, stared across the flat grass toward trees, hills, clouds. The drill team fired a 21-gun salute. Bagpipes gave amazing grace. Huck felt he was standing between what had happened and everybody back home in a 4,000-person wall. After watching Rizzo for days, he understood that's what country meant. And Huck knew what he wanted. Infantry. Idiot sticks. His dad had a head-ducking respect for the facts of combat, and before the Alabama game, Huck cornered him in his hotel room. His father nodded quietly. Do what you have to do. In the spring, football's New York Giants tried to draft Huck. He turned them down, explaining he had to serve at least 2 years. The anniversary passed without Huck's noticing, while he was on patrol in Afghanistan. And though he's turned his tent into a mini-America, boombox, PlayStation, bootleg DVDs of friends bought from the local Afghanis, the thing he looks at most is the flag patch on his right shoulder. Country.
David Lipsky is author of Absolutely American, 4 years at West Point.